Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is my baby. This is where it all began. This is where Lady Flavor was actually birthed. Okay, not on the radio, but in a physical building in Seattle, Washington, that I named Flavor Coffee House. Welcome to everyone. I hope that you have had a great day. We've actually had sunshine here in Seattle. What a blessing. I've been scaring Monica Monet with the snow and the rain that we've been having. Poor baby girl, she is not used to this kind of weather, so I've been putting it out, saying, okay, you know what, let's warm up, let's have some sunshine so Monica doesn't freeze to death when she comes up here. I am so excited about her coming to the Pacific Northwest, to Seattle, Washington, and performing for us up here and performing with some of my favorite talents from my hometown, Seattle, Washington. So Monica Monet is coming to the Pacific Northwest March 22nd through the 25th. I'm excited. How about you? I hope you are if you're in the Pacific Northwest. I hope you plan on coming out, and I hope that you help me spread the word. I'm working with some amazing, amazing people on this mini tour for her. So again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I hope that you feel comfortable to call in and promote yourself, what you're doing, your project on all of this, that, and the other when it comes to being an artist. But you know what? I have a track that I want to play. I just happened to see my dear friend post the video for this. And it's funny because this song is not new. It's not new. It's been around for a minute because when Kimora was a baby, it was one of the first songs that she heard on the radio. So I am going to play for you, Consecrated for You, by my dear, dear friend, G. Wright.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Everyone. Heart and soul, who want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.
That was Consecrated for You by my dear, dear friend G. Wright. He is a radio show host of a beautiful show called Heart of Love Radio. Recently, he returned from, I believe, his third tour in Japan performing over there. They love him, them some G. Wright over there. So I need to get caught up with him. But again, you know, his radio show was one of the first radio shows that I listened to on Blog Talk Radio, way before I even thought about becoming a radio show host. And Kimora was just a baby. I mean, just a baby. And she would sit with me in my lap when I would go to his show and when he played this song, you know, and there were times I actually got him to sing it live for me. You know, she would just get to kicking her feet and everything, you know, and I got to thinking about that. You know, some of the artists I've gone, you know, I go way back with, you know, and have watched, you know, their struggles and frustrations when it comes to trying to find their niche and way of being recognized, you know, as an artist. For those of you that follow me on Facebook, I was on a rant the other night, you know, just been sitting back and just paying attention, you know, to a variety of artists and how they're going about some things and promoting themselves and, you know, just started sharing some thoughts, you know, and then I decided I was on such a roll there with posting some of my thoughts that I decided to copy and paste and just put it into a blog so it's all in one spot. So if you're interested, just go over to WordPress and look up Thoughtfully Flava and you can see what it is that I was talking about. But, you know, I created this show so that, you know, artists have an open forum that they can come and promote themselves. I think this is a great way of getting just some practice, you know, in talking about yourself and figuring out your little niche and how you promote yourself. You know what? Because the bottom line is there is no better person to support and promote you and your projects than yourself. I know that there are some artists out there that have publicists and promoters and managers and all of that that do help them. But I will say that the artists that I really, really pay attention to are the ones that are online and interacting with potential fans and then potential consumers. You know, the more that I feel engaged, the more that I feel like I'm connected to an artist, the more I'm going to pay attention to, you know, who they are and what they're doing. Otherwise, you know, there's so many other artists out there, and there's plenty of artists that you don't even realize that they're even artists at all. There's nothing on their social networks that kind of identifies them as an artist, and as an artist that takes what they're doing very serious. I do realize that there are artists that do it just for the fun of it, that they just love and create. That is so cool. There is nothing wrong with that. I think that's the kind of artist I am, if you want to label me as an artist. But when it comes to being an artist who has something that you want to sell and make money from, then you need to separate yourself and you need to be able to stand out where people recognize the fact that you are an artist. Then when it comes to the product or projects that you are involved in, then you need to be able to put yourself out there. And people need to know that, you know, you have this product or you are a part of this project and that it's constantly in their mind. You know, one of the things that I learned in the years of having Flava Coffee House, you know, they say, statistics say that it takes 7 times before you even notice an ad. So that really means that you need to promote over and over and over and over again, you know, who it is, excuse me, who you are and what you're doing. And if you have an event, if you have a book, if you have a CD. Excuse me, I need to take a sip of tea. I'm sorry, I got a tickle in my throat. But so you need to kind of find your way of putting it in people's faces. Now, the trick is to not be offensive to where they get frustrated with seeing it. You know, so there is a fine line between that. Not that I have it down pat in how to do this, right, because I don't. And trust and believe, there are plenty of people who have deleted me because they don't want to see my posts. But I will also say, because I try to be very consistent with what I'm doing, that's how my following has grown, you know. And so, you know, the more I consistent, you know, it's just like I didn't promote this show. So we'll just see what kind of numbers there was for this particular show today. But, you know, when I promote and I get people to help me promote, that's the other thing, you know. Help each other to promote what's going on. You know, of course it starts with me. I need to get it into circulation. But hopefully from there, with the people that believe in who I am and what I do, I hope that they repost to their networks. Because it's one thing to hit the like button, and it's one thing to say you're going to attend, but it's much more when you share with your network, because, you know, that's saying to your people, you know what, I really love what Flava's doing. You know, she supports me as an artist, or I love the music that she's playing. Whatever the reason is, you know, that tells those people. So that's the thing that you need to do for yourself when it comes to being an artist and you have a product to sell, is, you know, start promoting. Push it out there. Let people know you're an artist. Let people know that you're excited, that you're proud. You've got a CD, you've got a book, you've got some visual graphics, you know, whatever it is. You know, let people know, because once they feel your passion and they feel that you believe in what it is that you're doing, they're going to pay attention a lot more. So anyway, I know I'm sitting here rambling on. It's a discussion that I've been having in a variety of ways this past week, and I'll tell a few more stories, you know, as time goes by. But let me see, who else do I want to play for you today? You know what? I'm going to play The Gift by Paris Tune out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Sanity. We could be as strong.
Hear me talk about Paris Tune. I'm actually talking about a group that's called Mother's Favorite Child. And, you know, in talking to Paris, you know, I asked him, you know, how does this work for you guys? Do all the individual artists and musicians that are a part of this group, you know, help promote and this and that? And they do. They do, you know, but also he has the means. He does have a publicist that helps, you know, put, you know, what they're doing out there, whether it's an event, whether it's their album, you know, whatever. They do have somebody who they pay, you know, to do that part of the work for them. excuse me. But, you know, Paris is very engaging when he promotes himself. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, when I sit back and I watch artists that, in my opinion, and please note, this is only my opinion, that do it well. Monica Monet has got to be one of them. You know I'm a little partial. You know, yes, I've adopted her as my sister or, you know, whatever, you know, you want to call this bond that she and I have. But she does it really, really well, and I think that was one of the reasons why I was drawn to her as an artist, because there is no question at all, when you go to a Monica Monet page, that she is an artist. You know, first of all, okay, Monica Monet is not her government name, right? So that's her artist name. You know, when you see Monica Monet, there is a certain image that you see. So that's actually part of her brand. But when she's got a project going on, she's got an event, she is putting it out there. She is very supportive to other artists, so if she comes across an artist that she really loves, she will definitely support their videos or, you know, projects that they've got going on. But there's just no question in my mind, you know, when I go to her pages, that she's an artist first and foremost. I mean, once in a while you might see her post about her godbaby who is beautiful or, you know, even my grandbaby who just adores her Auntie Momo. You know, and things, but you just know she's an artist, you know, and so I think she does it well. You know, she's got, you know, she's building her team, you know, down there in Jacksonville. You know, Jace and I are definitely a part of her team up here, and we help what she's doing, you know, but she'll get out there and hustle, whether she's performing at an event. I mean, she just sold, like, we were talking a little earlier, she just sold like 25, I don't know, she called it singles, but I'm going to call it an EP, you know, in a variety of ways, you know, over the last 2 days, you know, and, you know, just getting out there and people knowing, you know, who she is and engaging them, you know, in person and being able to sell her product, you know, and I think that's something that you need to learn to do. You've got to be able to engage people. You've got to be able to sell them on who you are and what you're doing. And I think that you need to also make sure that when you have a product that you're selling, that they identify with the visual that's been created for that product. So that every time they see that visual, whether it's a book cover, whether it's a CD cover, it's like, okay, you know, I've seen this many times. Maybe I need to go find out more about it. So if you're in their face with that visual promotional tool, like I said, book cover, event, you know, flyer, CD cover, whatever it is, they see it over and over and over, and then you provide the information where they can find out more about the product or to buy the product or to purchase a ticket or whatever. You put it out there over and over and over, and you put it out there in a way that, again, is not offensive and in a way where, you know, they sense you really believe in what it is that you're promoting. If you cannot sell yourself, you know, and sell the fact that you really believe in what you're doing, you're not going to sell anything. I think it's really, really going to not work, you know, when it comes to that. So I know I'm rambling, but it's something I've been thinking about a lot the last week, and it's something that I've been having a lot of conversations around. So if there's anybody that would love to call in and, you know, promote who you are and what you do, please feel free to. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Ooh, I got somebody raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, Miss Eternally Blaze, how are you, Mama?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very good. Sitting here trying to keep this little tickle in my throat from, you know, really jumping off. I'm sitting on some tea. I got lemon water in a cup, and I got some orange spice tea in a mug, so I'm kind of covered over here.
Sounds good, you know, but you are absolutely right. You have to believe in yourself and what you're doing, because I can't get anybody to believe in me or Blazism if I don't believe. You know what I mean? I can't lead if I'm not a leader, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, first and foremost, if you took the time to write it and put it down and get it out there, then you need to follow through. It's not going to happen by itself. I mean, you just can't go outside with a handful of seeds and throw them. You have to plant them. You have to water them. You have to weed them. This is a process to bring your fruit to market. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to be sold and purchased by, you know, whoever is out there in the market that wants to receive your goods. You know, so anyone who thinks it's just as easy as to grab a mic and I'm going to sing my heart out, or I'm going to do the spoken word, or just play an instrument and that's all I have to do, then they're totally really lying to themselves, because that's just the beginning.
Right.
It's just the scratch off the surface, you know. There's a whole lot more to bringing your wares to market, you know. So you got to get out there. You got to put your shoulder to the grindstone and continue to push this all the way home. You can't get it halfway home. You can't get it part of the way home. You have to get it all the way home, and that's into the hands of all the potential customers out there that are willing to listen to you, hear you, believe in what you're selling, and actually purchase it.
All right. So I know that you have a product that you're involved in. So, you know, why don't you tell us about that?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I am a member of the SJF family of music with our CEO and producer, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And I was on, well, I am on the Between Dusk and Dawn CD. And anyone who knows was here last Sunday, and we had a CD release party where you got to hear the music as well as the artist. It is a fabulous CD, and it is, you know, a lot of talented people who have come together with this under the tutelage of Stephen to give you a piece of us, a piece of our heart. And I think he is phenomenal in what he does, and he just orchestrated it and tied it all up and put it in fancy little ribbons and bows. And it is wonderful. If you don't have it, you need to get it. You really need to hear it, not just because I said so, because it's that good. It really is. I'm surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised and so honored to be a part of that. And along with that, I personally have a CD coming up, which is going to be Back to Love, because that's what I want to do. I want to get everyone back in the frame of mind of love, real love, true love, and be able to understand the concept of it, be able to recognize it when you see it, and demand that that's what you get. I don't want anything else but it. I don't want imitations. I don't want fake. I don't want knockoffs. I want genuine love. I want it. I need it. I expect it. And I respect it. You know what I mean? So I have it for the people. I want them to engage in it. I want them to just get a hold to it, drink it up, and then apply it to themselves, you know, so that they can grow from it. That's the basic thing. I want them to grow from it, to experience the love. So that should be coming out soon. Look for it. Wait for it, because it's good. Then again, I must say this. The boss told me I have to. It's a little bit, will make your temperature rise. You know, it's a little bit on the hot side, you know, for the grown and the sexy. You know, but it will definitely put you in the right frame of mind. But it goes much deeper. There's still a whole lot more to come. So don't think you figured it out just yet. Keep your eye on the prize. And that's coming out of the SJF music family. And you can get that at www.sjf.com. I'm sorry, SJF Music. So if you're looking for it, if you need Between Dusk and Dawn, which that's the first one, you need to start from the first and then continue on with the sequels as they come out, okay? But the first one coming out the camp is Between Dusk and Dawn, and you can find that at www.sjfmusic.com.
So just out of curiosity, Blaze, you know,
yes,
what type of person do you think would really enjoy, and what way could they use this new CD that you're on called Between Dusk and Dawn? Like, who do you picture in your mind would just really, really enjoy the experience?
Okay. Once again, it's for the mature audience. If you're into rock and roll, or you're still wet behind the ear, you have the little Similac on your top lip, this is not for you. This is not for you. But if you need time after a day full of work and frustration and disappointment and whatever else that life has to offer you, this is your piece of heaven. Right here on earth. This is your time, your wind down time, where I get back to me. If you need to get back to you and go to a place where it's just you, you're in control, you have the remote control in your hand, you press this, you put it on, and you are there. Stephen has a way of taking you there, right to that comfort zone, that place where you want to be. You're longing to get back to your car, pop the CD in for that long drive home, so that by the time you get home, you're good. Whatever the day threw at you, whatever you had to endure, will be washed away, and by the time you reach home, you're good. Or if you're having dinner with someone special and you want that perfect mood, that perfect setting, just so that you can have that engaging conversation with the significant other of your choice, then this is a CD that you need to play. It will take you where you really, really want to be. And you don't have to take my word for it. Just go to www.sjfmusic.com and you'll see for yourself. Trust and believe.
You know what? I really love those two scenarios that you kind of described. And as I was listening to you say that, Blaze, you know what? I totally get it. I could see myself, you know, putting that this particular CD in the car, you know, and especially being in rush hour traffic, because I know I can say this for my daughter. Oh my God, she has road rage, just really bad, really bad.
Oh my.
and I do think about that sometimes. Like there is certain music that just kind of can take that adrenaline down, just kind of calm your nerves. And I think that this is a perfect CD to do that. I definitely would recommend that people get this and have it in their car, because it is something. If you're just taking a long drive just because you need to chill, it's a great CD to listen to if you're in rush hour traffic and there's stress, or you had a rough day at your job or whatever. It's a piece that, you know, that you can listen to and just kind of just let down and just, you know, be able to chill. And by the time you get home, you know, be good. Or, like you said, you know, if you're having an intimate moment with that special someone, you're trying to kind of set the mood just with some great background music. It's perfect for that, too. So I think those are perfect, perfect scenarios to describe why somebody should, you know, get a copy of this particular CD. So like Blaze said, the perfect place to go is to go over to sjfmusic.com. So that's www.sjfmusic.com. Check it out. You know, I believe that over there you can hear a little blurb. If not, you can go to Reverb Nation, hear a little blurb of the tracks and everything. You have three options of how you can support this particular project. You can buy the digital download, you can buy the hard copy, which will be mailed out to you, or you can buy individual tracks. And Eternally Blaze's track is actually called Eternally Blaze. So, you know, I would play the track for you, but you know what? I'm going to hold out because I really think that you need to go over and check it out for yourself and consider, you know, supporting this particular project, because it's a great project. The talents that are on it are amazing. The way that Stephen chose to place each track on the CD was perfect, and the production of it is just hands down, just the best. So, again, like Blaze said, go over to www.sjfmusic.com and check out From Dusk to Dawn. Oh, I said From Dusk to Dawn, huh? I need to get the title straight. Okay, Between Dusk and Dawn. I told Stephen before the CD even came out, like, I need to myself get the title down right. So I apologize, Stephen. Between Dusk and Dawn. And, you know, there's other projects over there, definitely. You know, Stephen's got some great projects. You know, like Blaze says, she's working on a project to come out. Stephen, I know, has got a project coming out this summer. You know, I believe John's working on one, too. So there's some great, great projects to expect out of this group. But like Blaze said, this is the first start. You should get this one because you get a taste of all the talents. And then there's a piece on there. Of course, it starts out this amazing CD. It's called Leopard Jam. And guess who that's dedicated to? If anybody knows, you know that I love Leopard Prince. So good job, Blaze.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us to have this platform where we can come and we can say, hi, this is me, come check me out, be a part of my world, you know, and that's what it is. When you support the indie artist or any artist, you're becoming a part of their world, a part of everything that they love. So I love you. I hope you love all of us over here at the SJF Music family. And support us. Be there with us. Become one with the family.
All right. You heard it from Miss Eternally Blaze. You know, come check them out. Pay attention. Go over to SJF Music and sign up for their newsletter. They have a wonderful newsletter that comes out the 15th of each month. You know, it introduces you to, you know, somebody who's a part of the family to, you know, just giving other information out. So it's definitely worth getting, you know, getting your own personal copies, you know, sent to your inbox so that you can stay updated. And, you know, if you say that you love it, support it by purchasing it. You know, that's, it's one thing when people say, oh, I like it, hit that like button, whatever, you know. But there's so much more that you can do if you sincerely believe in an artist and what they're doing. If you don't have the financial means to purchase your own copy, you know, at least share it with your network. It's so easy to hit that reshare button. Just share it with your network and maybe somebody who's a part of your network, especially if you put a little personal message on there and say, you know, I really love this particular CD. I heard it on Flav's listening party for them, and it's some great, great music. You know, you should check it out. When you, as a fan of the artist, you know, take the time to support and, you know, and sell it yourself, you know, that's when people are going to pay attention. I know that I get caught up, and I, you know, sometimes just hit the reshare button, you know, and I know that when I put a personal message on there, that's when people pay a little bit more attention. So support the independent artists and support them by resharing, you know, their posts and also, you know, actually stepping up and financially supporting. There's so many different ways that you can purchase, whether it's online, you know, or you can mail a money order, you know, out to be able to purchase, you know, this particular project and many other projects. So there's another person who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hi, my name is Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I'm 6'3", about 230 pounds. I love long walks on the beach, horseback riding, and just spending time alone and just in quiet contemplation of life. How you guys doing tonight?
Wow, I guess you're not taking any applications, and especially when you said you like spending time alone, huh?
I thought he had called the wrong number. I thought he was looking for the dating service or something.
I was like, wow. I thought he was going to say, well, I'm looking for a woman who loves leopard print.
What you knuckleheads up to tonight?
Well, we're trying to sell a CD that, you know, SJF Music produced.
Okay, cool. I thought my ears were burning for a reason.
So Papa Bear, what did you think of Blaze's spiel? You want to critique it?
Very nice, Blaze. Very nice. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you.
You got to work on that website address a little bit better, but you know you'll be all right. You'll be cool.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress. You know what I mean? But other than that,
I hear you.
Oh, good. I'm trying.
Oh man, but yeah, it is. I mean, it's. Ooh boy, I was so glad when that CD came out. I felt like I gave birth, y'all.
I bet. You worked long and hard. You labored over that one. You labored over it.
I'm telling you. Man. I was like, man, do I want to do this again? Jeez Louise.
But it's fabulous, though. It's fabulous. Look at your child. Your baby is out there now. And the people are, they're maybe slow to look, but trust me, they're looking, they're liking, they're coming. Like the saying was, if you build it, they will come. And you produced it, now they're going to come. They're going to be a part of this. Trust me.
Yeah, people are definitely looking at it because I checked my stats on my website this morning.
Uh-huh.
And the numbers have gone up, like, I think it was like 547%.
Wow.
From before the CD till now. And so,
oh, that's
okay,
great.
Then. Yeah, that's I'm very
well,
thankful.
Yay, you deserve it. You deserve it. You are phenomenal. You really are. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you guys know this because you don't know Mr. Stephen Jerome Ferguson on a personal level, but being a family member, this man is phenomenal, not just because he's gifted and talented, but because of his heart. He has the most incredible heart, and that I think that's what adds to his talent and adds to the love that he puts in his work and that he gives to all of you, because it comes from love. It stems, its base, its nucleus is his love. So he is one phenomenal person to work with, to be underneath of, to just watch him do what he does. So I am so happy for you, and much continued success from me to you.
Okay, what you want?
I know, huh? That's what I was kind of thinking, too. Like,
that's not a connection.
Wow.
Just go
ahead
and put it in
the
email and send it out to me.
What, the check is in the mail? What?
I'm telling you, jeez.
But
yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that about the money order thing, because I know I've had several people contact me and tell me that they're not really, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that are not very comfortable putting their credit card information online and that type of stuff like that. So if you just go to the website on the contacts page, there's a company address there that you can and an email address. You can just email me and you know, let me know what you want to do, and I'll let you know how much it costs, plus the shipping and handling and that type of stuff like that, and I'll get it right out to you. That's not an issue.
See, I knew that Stephen would work it out, and because I do know that there are a lot of people who either, like Stephen said, are not comfortable in putting their card information online or don't even have the capability of doing that, which is totally understandable, too, you know, but, you know, you definitely can go and get a money order. And I'm just going to sit here and say something. I'm going to be bold because, you know, that's just how I can get sometimes.
Uh-oh.
I know it. You know, it's a little difficult sometimes when you see this, you know, people hitting that like button, right? Okay, what does that really mean? You know? Hitting that like button, right? When it doesn't go any further than that like button. Now, I know that some people might say, okay, you know, but I'm financially struggling, right? You know what? I've seen a whole lot of people who are financially struggling but seem to still find the means to do certain things. For instance, buy cigarettes or go to the corner store and buy some snack food or, you know, go buy lottery tickets or you go to the club and pay to get in the club and also buy a drink for $10. You know, so I think that we need to also kind of rethink about, you know, where I don't want to necessarily say priorities stand, right? But it's more like, okay, if you say that you believe, you know, then there's definitely different ways that you can show your support. But, you know, if you really, really believe in something that somebody has done, especially if you really honestly like what they've created, I know that you can find a way to come up with the money, you know, to purchase your own copy. And again, you know, word of mouth is very powerful. And if you love it and you believe in it and you tell your people that you love it and believe in it, trust and believe they're going to pay attention. You know, it's just like if you tell somebody that, you know, you had a bad experience or you got some nasty food at a restaurant, you know, trust and believe when they drive past that restaurant, they'll say, oh, you know what, we can't go there because Joe says she had flies in her food, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? Or it's like you drive past somewhere and you're hungry and they're like, oh, you know, Stephen said he really loved that restaurant. Let's stop.
Yeah.
You know, so when you express how you feel about something, people will pay attention a little bit more and they'll know. So it's kind of like, okay, you see that visual of Between Dusk and Dawn, you know, which is the album cover, and you see it over and over, and then you say, you know what, I heard Flav talk about it on her show, and she really talks really highly of this project. You know, let's go over, you know, and check it out and see what she's talking about. You know, so you're the best person to sell, especially if you're a fan who believes in what the artist is doing. Of course, I think the artist, it starts with the artist, you know, in selling the product. So, anyway.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I wish, you know, that like button is cool, you know. And what I'm getting ready to say probably will ruffle a few feathers, but you know what? I've ruffled feathers before. I think that like button is kind of like the lazy man's way out of saying this. Yeah, okay, it's okay.
yeah.
And I agree with you. You know, if you like what someone is doing, and we're going to take Between Dusk and Dawn, for instance. And I'm not saying this just because I had anything to do with it, because I didn't really listen to the complete CD until a few days before the show. And when I listened to it, I listened to it with a friend of mine, and we were sitting down just shooting the breeze and listening to it. And it was like, this is pretty good.
Right.
You know? It really is a well done project. A lot of talented people put a whole lot into it, and you can tell it. You can really tell it. And like I said, I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm blowing my own horn, but just from being in this business for as long as I have, I've had to develop that way of putting a project down and then coming back and listening to it later with fresh ears and everything, and listening to it like I had nothing to do with it. And
sure,
we did
that.
Yeah, and we did that, and we listened to it, and we said, this is not bad at all. It can actually stand up to a lot of mainstream projects that are out there right now. And It was amazing. So I understand that, you know, right now that a lot of people are tight on funds and all this kind of stuff. And trust me, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I'm out there hustling just like everybody else. But there are other ways to support a project besides just, you know, maybe paying for the CD. Take that CD cover and post it on your Facebook page to let your friends see that you are supporting it. Take that video that Monica Monet does and put it on your page so that your friends can see what's going on with this artist. If you're digging somebody and you're digging what they're doing and you really are digging it, really are appreciating it, there are more ways to show it than just, you know, digging in your pocket, buying the money. Of course,
right.
Hey, you know, hey, if you want to buy the CD, go right ahead. You know, I got two kids to feed, but, you know. but the more it gets out there, the more opportunity that people that have never heard it before or never heard anything about Stephen Jerome Ferguson or Eternally Bright Blaze or John D. Green or Leah or any of these folks, it gives them an opportunity to be exposed to them. And that is what it's all about, is getting the sound exposed to as many people as we possibly can, which is probably one of the founding reasons that Facebook came about. I mean, it's a social network to be able to spread the word about things to your family and friends. So,
right.
Hey, If you dig it, help us out. Just spread
Definitely.
The word. You know,
Definitely.
Just spread the word.
And I think that now for me to add some more of my two cents to this. You know, when you experience a project, you know, that you know, okay, is it something that's just going to be relevant right now and something I'm going to experience, you know, right now, maybe until summertime, you know, whatever. I really believe that this particular project is something you'll be able to, you know, pull out and love it from years to come. You know, it is just that type of creativity that has been put together, you know, so finely put together on this particular CD, you know, that is something you can experience and love, you know, 10 years from now and pull it out and say, you know what, I first heard this CD on Lady Flava Show.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear that story, and hopefully
it's
we do hear it, you know what I mean? But it is. It's something that's not just something you would love right now. You know, and I think that there's music that, you know, you definitely will pull out years from now, and then there's music that you just kind of experience, you know, in the moment, and, you know, it just kind of gets discarded, you know, somewhere shortly that, you know, hereafter, you know, whatever. But this one I could see, you know, listening to, man, you know, because right now I listen to it when I'm working. You know, and it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of calming for me and all, you know. So anyway, you know, I mean, I could sit here and sell it and sell it and sell it, you know, but we want to give the artists that are a part of this particular project with Stephen, you know, the opportunity to, you know, figure out their techniques, you know, how to sell the project. You know, they're all new to this. You know, Eternally Blaze is new to being a recording artist and all. And John's been around for a minute, but, you know, this is kind of like his first project, you know, professionally done, and, you know, Leah Henderson. And so, you know, we definitely, you know, are encouraging them to find their unique, you know, individual ways of promoting this particular CD too, you know. And I think when you are part of a collaboration, it takes the whole team to make it work.
Yes.
No doubt. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, it's like being in a choir. You combine the voices, you know, to make that powerful, unique sound. So, yeah, we all have to chip in and pull our weight to make this happen, because it's not just going to happen on its own. You know what I mean?
You're right. Well, I've been telling this story, and I guess I'm kind of proud, you know, so I'm boasting maybe a bit. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing in putting together this particular tour for Monica Monet. I mean, first of all, she's an absolutely amazing talent. So just her talents and her beauty, you know, sells this tour. But the people that Jason and I have reached out to and to be a part of this tour, there is a method to the madness. You know, everybody understands for this particular tour to be a success for Monica, everybody has to play a role. And it's a beautiful thing because they all are doing it already, you know, from, you know, the DJ, you know, getting her music played on, you know, Juice Radio, to the clubs, to, you know, the venues, putting the flyers on their website, their Facebook pages, you know, to the artists, you know, promoting to their, you know, to their networks and all of that. I mean, it's just, you know, it is definitely a group effort, you know, to make sure that this is a successful event, you know, for Monica when she comes up from Jacksonville, Florida. And that's the way that it should be. And it was something that I consciously really, really thought about, you know, when Jason and I were meeting. What did we need this to look like? I mean, we can always talk about the end results, what we want. But Jason and I, you know, sat down, we wrote out the plan of exactly what it is that we needed, you know. And so far, it is working out like, man, like, you know, just like perfect. I mean, there's been a little bit of, you know, little glitches here and there in this map, but they got worked out immediately. And I think the reason why it was easy for it to get worked out is because everything else was in place so well, you know, if that makes sense.
You got a plan and you got focus, then when those little things do pop up, and they always do,
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to have little things that pop up that don't go the way you thought they would go. But like I said, if you have that plan and you have that focus and determination, then you will get through it.
Right.
Yeah. As long as everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. I also think that there's a level of commitment. You definitely have to be committed. If you're going to get in it, then be committed to see it to the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't just stop in the middle or, oh, I did this and I did that and that's all I'm doing. No. If you're committed and you decide, okay, I'm stepping over this line, I'm going to start this project, then be committed all the way to the end.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That was one of the things that I had posted about the other day. Like, you know, is it good to start a project if you can't complete it or you can't commit to it, you know? And it was interesting, you know, the different responses that I got to it. And I totally could see, you know, the different people's reasoning, you know, behind it. But I think, like for me, you know, if I can't commit to something, it is really honestly better for me not to get involved. You know,
right.
And whether it be I'm not feeling the project or whether it be I don't have the time and energy to put into it, whatever it is, like, it's just for me, it's not good to, you know, do something halfway, you know,
right.
Or not anything, you know, on it and say that I will, you know. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, there have been some lessons definitely learned, you know, even in this going into this new year. I know that I had this whole plan of how it's going to go into 2012, and, you know, definitely have run into some, you know, some challenges, you know, but I think because how I chose to go out of 2011, it's made the challenges in 2012 a little bit easier, you know, and, you know, for me, being that sensitive Cancer, not sitting there and dwelling on certain things as long as I might in the past have done.
Right. And, you know, one thing, and I want to say this to Blaze, really, and a lot of other artists out there will know exactly where I'm coming from on this, is that when you start a project like a CD, there really is no conclusion to it, because as long as that CD is out there for sale, people are going to be buying it.
Right.
So
yeah.
you do, yeah, of course you do your heavy promotion and everything when it first comes out and try to get as many people to know as possible, but the actual promotion never stops on it. I'm getting sales on CDs that I put out 2 years ago that people are still buying. And
right.
So, you know, it's not going to be an end to it. Even if Eternally Blaze puts out 9 CDs over the next 9 years, that first CD that you put out is that Between Dusk and Dawn is still going to be getting sales. So you still got to, you know, kind of refresh it in people's minds every once in a while that, hey, it's still there. You know, it's this, that, and the other, and, hey, check it out when you get a chance.
You know, I think that was that's really a good point, Stephen, and I've always thought it was really interesting how artists will start a new project, right, and then it's almost as if the first or the last project is like, dead, you know, like it doesn't exist anymore. And I think that, I mean, you could even come up with a package deal. Okay, maybe you discount the first CD or book or whatever it is, you know, or, you know, buy 2-for-1.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can come up with all kinds of ways of marketing.
Yeah, I did that a few months ago with
Christmas.
I did a special lower the price of Windows to the Soul and We Are One.
Right.
And got tons of sales off of it. And, you know, people were still buying it. And people
right.
are still buying it now. So, you know, you can't forget your past.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's just like Monica Monet's, you know, Nappy Halo CD. You know, I still play music off of that particular CD, you know. And when it came to her new CD, you know, you've only heard Gravity and you've only heard Slow Jam, you know. But wait till you hear the whole album. You're going to love this. This is another CD that's going to go down in the history, you know, because it kind of takes you through a journey of Blaze's favorite subject, love. And, you know, it's something I think that you'll want to play, you know, years from now. You know, and say, I think it's that kind of music that you would say, you know, this is where I was the first time I listened. Because I can tell you the first time I heard Gravity, I went to Paradigm Show on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, and she played Monica Monet's Gravity. And I was like, wow, she is absolutely amazing. And I think Monica happened to be in the chat room that particular night. And I'm like, you know, I really want this song to play on my show, you know. And that's how I got connected. And I think that that's something I will always remember, where I first heard that song, you know. And so, you know, you kind of want to create that type of music, you know, where people are going to remember, you know, and say, huh, you know, and have that good feeling, you know. It's just like I was talking maybe to Blaze or Monica, I don't know, having one of them girlfriend talks, and I said, you know, I remember the first time I heard Float On. I was at Gary Larks' house, and he was getting ready to pack up, and they were moving to New Orleans, and, you know, it was like, I mean, I can remember certain places that I heard certain music, you know, and I think that when you create that type of, you know, product that people can associate with their life, that's when you know you're really good at the thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, something that they can hold on to, a piece of mental memorabilia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you heard it from Steven and from Blaze. You know, Between Dusk and Dawn is a great CD. It's something that you... It's the calm your soul type CD. If you want to get revved up, okay, it's not going to be that, you know,
no.
type of music. You know, this is for those that want to just chill, you know, be mellow, just want to set the mood, calm the soul. You know, it's that type of music. So you just go over to www.sjfmusic and click on the tab that says the music store. And, you can, Stephen, you can hear like little snippets of the songs there, or do you have to go to Reverb Nation? I think Stephen's got us on hold. So he's at work, so I forgive him for that. But Blaze, do you know if you can hear the snippets on the website, or is it if you have to go to Reverb Nation to hear the snippets of the song?
No.
You can. Oh, Stephen.
I'm back. You can go to sjfmusic.com. You can go to the SJF Music Facebook page. You can go to Reverb Nation. You could hear about 1.5 minute segments of each piece off the CD.
Okay. So now I know I have the accurate information. So, you know, you can go and hear just a snippet, get a taste of it. There's three ways that you can purchase it. You can buy the digital download of the whole album, which I definitely highly suggest. Me, I'm old school. I really, really love hard copies. I love CDs. I don't know. I just, you know we live in this era of technology and everything, you know, and you should see my iTunes and you should see my external hard drive. It is full of digital downloads, right? But there is nothing like having that CD. And on top of it, you get to see the artwork. And let me tell you, when Monica Monet's CD comes out, the artwork on this is amazing. That you are going to want to buy it, if nothing else, for that artwork. It is, like, absolutely amazing. That's all I can say. I can't tell you what it looks like. But it's my God.
I'm going to say that Between Dusk and Dawn, you might want to get it because you might see your own name on the back of it.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
So we thought a lot. We gave thanks to a lot of people on the CD.
Uh-oh.
Your name may be on the back of it.
Oh. Okay. I might have to give me a hard copy, huh? I guess that digital download
you know
is not going to do it here, huh?
You know your name is on there, girl.
Well, I better get me a copy just so I can see it. and say, look, I'm special. Look, I got my name on a CD.
Right there. Ooh.
It's on the inside booklet part.
Wow.
But it's one whole section that's just nothing but thank you to people for, supporting us and, just being there for us and helping us out when we had those mamby-pamby land minutes and times and all that.
Wow.
And that kind of stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so I guess that means Flava needs to go buy her a hard copy because, well, I intended to anyhow, but...
Mm.
Okay, you really sold me on it right then. So.
Okay,
have the digital download. I did this with Black Stacks, too. I bought the digital download of their album, and I bought hard copies of the album. The sad thing is when it came to Black Stacks, my kids kept taking my CDs.
Mm.
Of course, I should be able to get the homie discount, right? But I'm like, I'm so big on supporting artists that I love and believe in, so I had to buy, another one. And let me tell you, that another one has disappeared also. At least I do have the digital download. So I'm rambling on. But, okay, Stephen just sold me on the fact that I really need to get the hard copy. Because if my name's on there, I need to have a copy.
Oh, it's a lot of people's names on there. a lot of people in my Facebook network. Their names are on it. A lot of people that are not on Facebook that are friends of mine that have got their names on it. Quite a few people. And I know I missed a whole bunch, but I only got a certain amount of room.
Well, hopefully you have that little blanket, space where it's like, everybody that I didn't have space to mention,
exactly.
Who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So now everybody has to run out to see if they were on the list. Okay, so they were going before just for the music, but now they got to go see if they're on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
see if you're on the list. I'm gonna say one more thing, and then I have to go. I got to get back to work here.
Okay.
I know you mentioned that I got a CD coming out this summer, which I do. Just to let everybody know, this one's going to be a tad different from what you've heard from me in the past. It's a theme CD, and I don't even know if I want to tell you what the theme is or not. Yeah, I might as well. my formative years were spent in Washington, D.C., in the kind of mid-70s to mid-80s range. And back during that time, they used to have, every year, they would have this huge party in downtown D.C. It was by invitation only. And it was called the Players' Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the Players' Ball was basically all the big players in the streets of D.C. would get together and they would have this huge party. I mean, we're talking about the Cadillac Eldorados with the chandeliers on the front and all that kind of stuff. Those kind of players.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My roots are in that kind of jazz funk era of the mid-70s, mid-80s. That's where I really started getting into music at. So this CD, basically from the first track all the way down to the last track, is kind of it takes you on a journey from the beginning of that party all the way to the end of it. And the end of the party meaning, and I don't want to give away too much about the CD, but the end of the party means the end of the party, when it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you've been looking at that girl across the room all night long, and you finally get the nerve to go over there and say a little something to her, and then you find out she's been looking at you, and you know, one thing leads to another, and since the party's in the hotel anyway, you know, hey, head on upstairs, and you know, but it, like I said, it takes you from the whole story from the beginning of the party to the end of it.
Wow.
So I haven't come up with a name for it yet. It's either going to be Players Ball, Growing, or Secret Places. One of those three is going to be the title of the CD. So, but I haven't figured it out yet.
The Morning After.
That's a possibility too, but that may be a little misleading because it's more of a it's more of a upbeat kind of groove thing going to it, and near the end it kind of gets to the Morning After type deal, but you know, that's like I said, near the end.
Sounds good. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
You sold that pretty good.
Yeah, you put that people right there. Everybody's like, all righty then.
Let's just skip over between Dusk and Dawn and jump over here to Players Ball.
No, I'm just kidding. I told people already they have to take it in sections, you know.
Yeah,
you should have held that in.
Yeah, too much of a good thing is bad for you now.
It's all right, because see, the people, at least they know that this energy is not about to die out, okay? We've hit you already with Between Dusk and Dawn. Then we're going to hit you with Brother John, Mr. John D. Green Sr. He's going to put it down for you. And Eternally Blaze, I'm going to turn up for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Papa Bear. Papa Bear's going to put you in that 1970, 1980 type of funk, rock, and roll.
I'm gonna put you in the driver's seat of that 1979 Deuce and a Quarter with the fur on the dashboard and the chain steering wheel and the big old white sidewall tires. You know the big white sidewall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get you there.
Before
get you there and keep you there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a project coming out for Leah. Got another project coming out. Got a project coming out for Deborah Renee. Melvin and I, Melvin Chenault and I, will be doing a thing together this year coming up. I'm going to be as busy as a dog in a fire hydrant factory.
So everybody has to say, I told him, what did he say that? He just said that. I'm like, wow. Lord have mercy.
But you know, it's all good. You know, it's all about the music and when you do stuff like this that you love, it doesn't feel like work.
No.
You know, it feels like you're out, you know, you're 10 years old out playing in the, you know, in the yard and stuff. That's what it feels like. So it's like, boy, come on in this house. It's getting dark. Yeah, man.
And the music is like that food on that long table. You know, when the family came over, you had that long dinner table. The music project is just like putting that food on that table. And then you come to tell everybody, come on in. Come on in and let's eat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to all partake of that good food, that good love, and just get our bellies full, you know. But get out there and buy those CDs, people. Show your love. Buy those CDs at www.sjfmusic.com.
All right, you got it right that time. Yay.
She practices it enough. You know, it'll just roll off her tongue easy.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get with it.
I had to send her a little message and say, you got to add the www dot on there. Then it will turn into a link.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was all on the SJF thing. I just, hey, I'm SJF, babe. Who you with? I'm SJF, you know? Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting to add that www.sjf, you know? It's a process. It's all a process. But I'm going to get with it. Pray for me, children. Pray for me.
All right. So, you know, I know Papa Bear has to go back to work, but, you know, I'm going to play this piece. I see you, caller. I'll definitely bring you in. But I have to play this piece because this may be the only place that you hear this piece. I don't really know if he has plans for this one.
No,
but,
you ain't
going to
play that.
This is another side of Papa Bear, you know, over at SJF Music. So
no, you're not
going to
play that.
Yeah. So I'm going to play it, you know, because we're just going to show this other side since, you know, you're showing your pimp daddy side already. So, okay, so we're going to play So in Love by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Been a long time, hasn't it? Just trying to make this time for us to be together. But between our schedules and our commitments, it's been hard. Yeah, I know. But now, baby, just lying here next to you right now,
So we were just listening to "Soul in Love" by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So Blaze, didn't Stephen say he had to go back to work?
Yeah, I thought I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still on the line.
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's afraid somebody gonna say something behind his back. He knows.
I know something, huh? Something, yeah. Okay. So I just want Miss Eleanor to know that your line is open. Thank you so much for your patience and holding on the line.
Oh, you guys are bad.
What?
You bad. He did nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Wasn't me.
With them over there in the corner.
What had happened was.
Yeah. I was having my Barry White moment, and this is my dedication to Barry White.
It really is. I mean,
okay. I know it, huh?
It really is. Barry was one of my favorite producers of all time. And
uh-huh.
Just wanted to do a little something for him, that's all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you. You tell people the truth, they don't believe it.
Oh, it's a lie. Now go ahead and tell them you're lying. No, it was, no, really, really. It's nice. It's nice.
Wait till you hear Secret Places.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to hear nothing.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know, we're sitting up here, Eleanor, trying to sell Between Dusk and Dawn. He's going to jump up with the information on his new thing.
Hey, he's putting it out there already, right?
He is.
Fast forward.
Now I have to put a new sign out. Rumor has it.
Exactly, huh?
You can ask for me, okay?
Oh, you know what? We got another person who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in, too. Okay, so John D. Green Sr., we might as well just call this a SJF music evening. So welcome to the show, John.
Okay, I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was Secret Places. So, okay. SJF After Dark, tell me what's going on.
I know. SJF's going to be busy. This summer, let me tell you.
We might inspire John to bring out a different side in John.
You know, I'm working on a piece right now called Done in the Dark, and that's so funny. You know,
Dumb in the Dark?
Oh.
What's done
in the Dark?
Oh,
you might get another collaboration out the deal. I don't know.
Oh, y'all getting bad. I'm telling.
Hey, but excuse me, I have to jump in here.
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So is there going to be a disclaimer on the Done in the Dark, Secret Places, Rubbing It the Right Way? Is there going to be disclaimers on theirs? Like you put on mine.
No, that's interesting. That's really a good point.
You know what, Blaze?
Yeah.
You know that I've listened and put together some stuff for you for the CD already.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you did. Okay.
Okay, so you know I've heard it.
Okay.
And, ooh, Lord. That's all I can say is like, oh my goodness, I can't believe she said that.
Had
to run it back a couple of times. Say, you know, when I have it in the studio, I can like, I got this little toggle thing where I can just like, it's a little dial thing that I can just turn it back and back and back and back like that. And I said, she didn't say what I thought she just said this year. And I said, yes, she did. I said, ooh.
We thought Millie Jackson was bad.
Right? Mm-hmm. She is the, yeah, Miss Millie.
I'm not starting to go to Millie yet. I'm in the middle of Millie and Philly or someplace, but I don't think I'm in Millie's section yet.
I think
you got Millie one or two.
If Millie listened to it, she said, no, she didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I thought this conversation was about John being in the dark. How did we get back over here on my...
Well, actually...
You're the one
actually,
jumping in.
About what you bring into the light. That's...
What's done in the dark, huh?
Well...
Okay, so... Are you there? So, Calling God, are you there? God, help me out.
We just can't behave anywhere. SJF music cannot behave.
Yeah.
Into a sleeping gone wrong over
here. Yeah. Okay. So John, let's bring this back to where it needs to be, because y'all just like
football up on
you guys.
You all
off the hook. But you know what? Stephen did it though. We're gonna blame it all on him because he started all this.
I just called in to show some love and support and to throw a promo out there for the brand new SJF CD though.
There you go.
Yeah.
We want to hear your promo for the SJF music CD.
That's it. It's plain and simple, you know. Check out the CD. The samples have been put up and placed in strategic places for everyone's listening enjoyment. And once you listen and like it, and I know you will, buy it. That's it. Because, you know, I listen to each piece when I had the opportunity to listen to it. Now, I have to say, I'm very, very thoroughly impressed with the CD, and I'm not easily impressed. And I don't do compliments that often, unless they're really, really, if they were earned, basically. And I'm really impressed with the CD. I mean, every single track. I actually really enjoy the CD. I find myself every day, I put two tracks together from the CD in my mind to listen to as I go about my day. That in itself is exciting. When you can do that and you can draw from two tracks to place name and lyrical content, musical content, and process that. I pick two tracks a day, every day. And
nice.
I'm enjoying myself. It's a really good CD. It's very quality. It's great for cruising. It's just a good CD all the way around. And I'd urge everyone that hasn't heard it to take a few minutes to listen to it. If you don't like it, then hit me in my inbox and tell me why. I'd love to know. And if you do like it, well, buy it.
And hit him in his inbox and tell him why.
yeah, absolutely. I welcome any and all criticism or just general questions. If I can't answer it, one of the other artists can. And if we can't, then like I said in my post, the producer can. So please feel free to ask your questions, you know. If you have valid, legitimate questions, feel more than free to ask them, and they will be answered in a timely fashion.
So John, so when you think about, like, the perfect consumer for this particular project, who do you think would just really, really enjoy the experience?
Truck drivers. No.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, huh?
Truck drivers. I personally think, and I'm not a chauvinist in any way, but I think the modern businesswoman, this CD is just about tailor-made for her, or for him, so I should say business person. It's that perfect wind-up before work, wind-down after work CD to listen to on your ride home from the city to the burbs or vice versa. For me, that it's perfect, you know. If heading to the set or heading from the set especially, you need something to bring you down and pick you up at the same time. The CD is just excellent for that. It should have been marketed as a wind-down CD or a wind-up CD, a motivation builder or a relaxer, you know.
I think that's definitely a way that you can market it, and I think that, you know, it's interesting that, you know, Blaze said the same thing, that this is a CD that's perfect to listen to, you know, in the car. And,
Oh, yeah. You
know, I agree. So it's interesting that you feel the same way, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just seems perfect for that. It's everything is melodic and harmonious, and it rides together very well. Everything's tied in very well. So it's a continuous good listen. And I'm not biased because I'm on the CD. I mean, I'd be brutally honest, unfortunately. But this particular CD, it's a quality CD.
Indeed.
Yeah, I will, like I said earlier, I would put this CD up against, you know, anything that's out there right now. I mean, it's, and I'm not just saying that just because I have something to do with it. It's, it's very well done. And the diversity of it is just, it is just flooring to me because it's a little bit of something on this thing for just about every taste. And it's pretty good.
I some of the support that we've had on the CD, I mean, there were some people that I expected to support us that did, and there were some people that I expected to support us that did not, or as of yet have not. And when I say support us, I directly mean purchasing the CD. I mean, attaboys are good, but we can't pay the rent or feed our families on good job. That's a fact.
Exactly.
I have to say here tonight on your show, there are a few people that stepped up and they actually made purchases and made inquiries and made comments. And the support from them, it has blown me away because it was totally unexpected.
Okay.
In the realms of which I work, you know, different. And I know they probably won't remain unmentioned directly, but different directors and people of high esteem, so to speak, have really stepped up to the plate and did things above and beyond anything they would have to do just for the sake of really enjoying her. And that, to me, was the biggest compliment of all to my co-artists and my producer and myself. I've been moved by that, and that has carried me through. Because it was totally unexpected and humbling and at the same time very exciting. I'm very grateful for the support. It's unexpected. It's such a big, you know, because you hear people all the time tell you how they support you. Yeah, we love what you do. That's great. And when it comes time to show it, half of those people will and half of them won't.
Right.
You have people saying, I've been following you, and now I see the CD is out. So I'm going to get my copy. So, yeah, I expect you to sign when I run into you at whatever. Here. Blown away. And very, very good.
Well, if you're listening to this show live, you know, I'm not going to play any of the tracks from this particular CD. If you want to hear a show, you can definitely check out the archives of last Sunday's show. I played this particular album in its entirety. All of the artists were on the line. They shared a thought or two. You got to get to know them a little bit. You know, but please, you know, anticipate seeing them more out there promoting this particular CD. You know, this is their baby. You know, this is, you know, first project that's come out of the SJF Music Camp for these artists. They do have some solo projects that are, you know, being worked on presently. But this is a way that you can just get familiar with some amazing, amazing talent to just get a taste of what you can experience here in the very, very near future. So, you know, we've definitely challenged them, you know, to come up with their unique ways of selling the project, and I'm excited about that. I'm really, really thrilled that all of you called in tonight, you know, because I do this show in hopes that people will call in and promote themselves. So to have almost the whole SJF Music family call in, that's pretty cool. You know, so then I got to, at different points here, your spiels about, you know, what you had to say about why, you know, why people should purchase this project that you're a part of. So thank you so much for, you know, calling in, you guys. Appreciate it. So you know what, Miss Eleanor, can I just put you on the spot? As you being the mama bear of all of the SJF family, you know, what would your spiel be to somebody as to why they should purchase this CD?
Well, first of all, I would say that the CD is really, it has a mix of music, and it gives you a chance to hear it. I know it's jazz, it's smooth jazz, and whatever else you want to call it, but it gives you a chance to hear the different styles of each artist on this CD. And each one of them are, I'll tell you, they're spectacular. And, of course, I love the piano playing of John D. Green. I like, and another thing, John, I wanted to tell you, I don't know whether you think it or not, but you also have a voice.
You think so?
I really think so. It's a different voice. It's the kind of voice that will attract attention. But I've never heard, you know what I mean? Because
yep.
It attracted my attention like maybe 4 years ago, believe it or not. And I was like, who is this? Somebody sent it to me. I think Brian O'Neill sent it to me. Lost in Darkness.
Yep.
I'm like, this guy has, what in the world is he doing? You know. And then I come over here to SJF and you're here.
interesting.
Yeah, so you do a good job. Blaze is totally different from what the people would think. It's like she caught people's ears like, wow, you know. Nobody would have ever thought it, okay? But she also has a voice. Not only that, Blaze can sing, too,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell you. Blaze can also sing, okay?
Yeah, she can.
So, everyone, Leah Henderson, you know, she's a spoken word person, but she does very well at what she does. And of course, our leader, Papa Bear, he can do some smooth talking. I can imagine him back in the day.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody. Tell
he's gonna blame it on Barry White, but yeah, uh-huh.
He's a smooth talker when he puts it up with that music.
Show
wow.
You
know. You know. I think I'm gonna take when my CD gets here, I'm gonna take my CD. I gotta take it somewhere, and I have to let some people hear it. And I wanna see, you know, what they're going to say. I'm going to take it somewhere. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, I think that, you know, I love that idea, Eleanor, and I was having a conversation with an artist today, and, you know, one of the things that we do here in Seattle is, you know, we'll rent out a little spot to do a listening party, or we've even done it in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Where we did listening parties for people to get a taste, you know, of a CD and then had the CD available, you know, for purchase. And it was suggested that, you know, with you guys all being in different areas of the country, how amazing it would be, you know, for you guys to do your own little listening parties in your own, with your own families or your own, you know, communities or whatever, if you've got some place that you can do that.
Yes.
You know, and just throw a very, you know, informal, you know, intimate, you know, little gathering.
Yes.
You know, to play your album and say, okay, you know, whether you have the capability of getting copies to sell, you know, in person or direct them to where they can buy it online and say, if you like this, this is where you can get it from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep, so... I'm going to do something. I just can't sit and let that just sit here for me only. I have to let somebody else.
That's beautiful. I love that, Eleanor. I love that. So,
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, that's something you guys might think about doing too, you know, within your own, you know, little, you know, gatherings or whatever, you know, pull out the CD and say, hey, if you haven't heard it, check this out. I'm part of it.
You know, that's what we used to do. To tell you the truth, I used to do this a while ago, a few years ago. We used to make, when they had the 8-track tapes.
Yes! Yes!
And then the little ones came
to the
out.
8-tracks.
8-track tapes, what is that? I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, you know, because we had to promote music a different way.
Yeah.
We didn't have all this technology.
Right.
So we had to come up with some brainstorms, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, I was bold enough to take it to a store anywhere, you know, take to the store and say, oh, do you have a player that plays 8-track, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I want you to listen to this. And they listened to it. And every time we were, and this was, honestly, this was church music. I got to be honest with
you. Right.
And they would take it home. When we gave a program, the white people outnumbered the black people. But if we hadn't went to the stores, to the businesses, and to the, you know, neighborhood besides the black people, then we wouldn't have been in that. You understand what I mean?
Well, sure. And I think that definitely, you know, I mean, all the artists on this particular track are definitely African-American, but it is music that can cross over. You know, race or ethnic boundaries, you know, with this music. So it's definitely something that can cross over. And if you have that ability to get into a very diverse situation to have your music heard, that's a beautiful thing, you know, because then that opens up the door for those people, if they love it, you know, to spread it out. And so it just broadens, you know, the potential of who's going to hear your music. So I think that's a beautiful story, Eleanor.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell
you
something that I did when We Are One came out.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of took advantage of technology a little bit, and I put all the songs on my iPod. And I went out to my neighborhood Target store. Went to the electronics department and went to where they have the display of the iPod docking stations, you know, those things you plug your iPod into, and they got the speakers and everything, so they play the music loud instead of through your headphones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just put my little iPod in one of the docking stations and hit the play button and let it play. And people coming down the aisle would, you know, they kind of stopped and said, who is that? I said, oh, this is blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm just checking out the docking station. I don't know how effective that was, but about 3 days later, I had 5 sales.
Oh, see.
You know, so it was, you know, I just tell them, say, hey, it's such and such a person. You can go to this website and listen to it. And that was it.
Right.
And just sat there for a while. Just let it play. Let it play about 3 or 4 songs off of it. Take my little iPod, put it back in my pocket, walk out the store.
Right. And you know, and that's a very creative way. You know, that's a great story too. You know, I'll tell you this: that I was talking to Monica earlier today, and I know I'm sitting here telling all her stories, right? But they sold 5 of her CDs at a barbershop yesterday. You know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Barbershops and beauty parlors are great places to sell music.
Yeah. So there's some interesting ways that you can get out there and market and sell your product.
Mm-hmm. Now that you told your iPod story, Stephen,
mm-hmm.
I put it out there, one of the lower moments of the musician, I'm going to go ahead and share one.
Okay.
I shouldn't say used to. It's just I've changed what I play there now. But I used to go to, like, Guitar Centers or remember when they had, what was the other music, Wonderland?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to go to Guitar Centers, and I'd sit in the Guitar Centers and play. Just go in there, you know, they have the whole room that's all the different keyboards.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I'd just sit there and play. And every time, without fail, never failed, no matter what, somebody's like, hey, man, what's that? And I'll sit there, hey, that's that John D. Green Sr., man. It's like, man, that's dope, man. Oh, yeah, you can look him up. He can be Google, man. Google the cat. He's cool. And I was sitting down. Donna got to the point where she was like, you're driving yourself. I'm not going with you because I'm not going to wait for you for 2 hours while you sit there and romance some piano. Drive yourself, you know. So yeah.
And you don't tell them it's you. You just tell them, oh yeah, some guy named John D. Green. You could check him out. Yeah, you don't let them know it's you.
It's a CD, man. I'll be like, you ever heard him? Be like, no, I got a couple of singles and stuff. Here, check it out. And be like, come back, you know. I'll go there a month or two later. Be like, hey man, that cat was hot, man. I'm like, really? Oh, that's cool, man. You know. And then that's how I knew people wasn't looking at the picture. They're listening to the music. Click on a link or something that got the music. Say, okay, that's cool. But then we bombarded everything with the pictures and that changed. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we hustle. That's how you get your hustle on. That's one of the ways.
Well,
the other way is if you got a song that has a lot of bass in it, you go find the hardest cat you can find with the nicest systems in their ride. That's dangerous, though, by the way. And you walk up to them and like, oh, yeah, you ride your bang? Yeah, man. Whatever, dog. Like, pop this in there, man. And you let them bang it out. And they will bang it out if they don't kill you first. So, you know.
Yeah,
people want to show them systems off, man.
Oh, yeah, they want to show their sound system off, and that's all right by me as long as they're doing it with my people.
As long as they're doing it with my stuff, that's cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
No, I love the stories because it just shows the grassroots way that you could do it, you know, how you can get the word out. I mean, again, I think that when you're out and about and you have a copy of the CD with you, you know, you have that opportunity to have somebody pop it in somewhere to play it, or, you know, you go and visit some friends, you know, you're like, hey, have you heard my new CD? Well, let me, you know, can I play it for you right now? You know, whatever it is to just help, you know, circulate and get it heard and just show those people in your world that you love, you're passionate, you know, you want them to support it. They should support it, you know, and... You know, whatever, you know, however you do it, you know, whether you have hard copies yourself to sell, whether you say this is where you can go buy it online, you know, or you can, you know, get a money order or, you know, whatever, or give me the cash, I can, you know, send for it, you know, whatever it is, you know, just get creative in how you can get those numbers up because this is the perfect time to test your skills in marketing your product so that when your solo projects come out, you already have something under your belt, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Play Bob's Cracked Family Reunion. Go into the family reunion, see who's passing the hat, throw a 20 in there, ease on over here, grab myself. Now, mind you, I don't drink. Grab myself a beer, talk to a couple of my cousins, see who's playing the music, whip out a CD and put it in the stack. And
exactly.
I've done that so many times in my
life. Exactly. Family reunions are a great way of getting, you know, your art out there, you know, to your people and stuff like that, you know. And then especially if you've got the product that you can sell to them right there as they're buying their family reunion T-shirts. You know.
Class reunion, family reunion is all good.
Yeah, church.
Yep.
Well, we might not be able to sell it for me, Blaze, at church.
But who's going to have my bail money for me if I go take the iPod and put Eternally Blaze up on the store thing? Somebody going to be looking for me. That's all I'm saying. Hope old somebody.
Well, you know, out here in Seattle, the rappers, they get a boombox and they stand outside of Walmart. And they play their CDs, and then they got their own little press CDs with the hand script written on it, you know, with a Sharpie. And they be selling them CDs for $5, but, you know, at least they let you listen to it before you buy it.
Yeah.
And I guess Walmart must let them do it because I see it happening all the time, you know. So, you know, I know out there in New York, some of my author friends, they be throwing up those cart tables selling their books. On the corners,
definitely. On the corners, yes, indeed. But if I have a boombox and I've got some of Eternally Blazes, Too Hot to Handle, stuff out there, I don't know how long I'm going to be sitting on the corner.
Well, you know, you might go, like, make friends with a lingerie store.
Yep.
That'll work.
And something like that, that might be willing to market, you know, something like that to go along with selling their product, I think that would fit in there.
Yeah. Okay, that works for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Richard, Hollywood, some of the better places, you know, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't see all the people running out of Walmart trying to get home to take care of some business, you know what I mean? If I put it on in the, yeah, wouldn't work.
That's so funny.
Well, anyway. Yeah. So, I appreciate you guys, you know, calling in and giving your spiel about your product. You know, this is what I love to do, you know, and I'm so glad it was, well, my SJF family that did it. But you know what? It's perfect because, you know, we did your album release last Sunday, you know, and
yeah.
So, you know, we had a week to kind of marinate, you know, on it and this and that. So now it's time to hustle and get your marketing skills, you know, fine-tuned. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
folk got paid, you know, we're on the third of the month, right? People get in their income tax checks back.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Tell them that, man, you know, they need to set aside, you know, $10, $12, $13, you know, to support this.
Plus mm-hmm. shipping and handling. But let me just say this. This is Eternally Blaze coming at you, okay? We just got over the holiday season not too long ago. Some of us are still feeling the pinch. Loving each other and buying gifts for one another and so on and so forth. But this CD, Between Dusk and Dawn, is something that you can do for you. This is how you reward yourself for all the hard work you've done, all the good deeds you've done. This is something that we from the SJF family are giving to you so that you can have a way to release the beast, you know. So please go out there, love us, support us, stand behind us, and listen to us because we're doing it just for you. And you can find that at www.sjfmusic.com. I.
Right. Now that
Release
we're taking over
beast.
Lady Flavor's show for tonight.
All right. Well, I just, like I said, I wanted to call in and show some love, and I'm glad to see the rest of the fam here.
All right. Well, you know, we've only got like 5 minutes left in the show. So, you know, I'm going to play one more track, and I might as well play a track by John D. Green Sr. to give you a taste of his singing skills. This is the newest track by John that he recently created where you can actually hear him singing. And this is Blame It All On Me by John D. Green Sr.
All right. Well, thank you, Blake.
You're welcome, John.
That makes you feel alright. Blame it all on me. If that helps you sleep at night, you know I will never intentionally hurt you. United we barely stood, divided we couldn't wait to fall away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken before we saw. United we barely stood. Divided we couldn't wait to fall away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have fought before we saw. We saw
away. All right, that was my dear, dear friend John D. Green Sr. with his piece Blame It All on Me, also produced by SJF Music. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to this show live. I hope that you got something out of it. I hope you loved hearing the stories from the SJF families team, and I hope that it inspired you to go over to www.sjfmusic.com and check out this wonderful, wonderful CD produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson and created by not only Stephen, but John D. Green Sr., Eternally Blaze, and Leah Henderson. And it's called Between Dusk and Dawn, and you can find it on the Music Store page on SF Music, or you can also find it on Reverb Nation. So thank you so much, Blaze and Stephen and Eleanor, for calling into the show and, you know, and giving your, you know, promos for this particular project. And it's just so honestly selling, sharing some very, very great stories about past experiences of how you've promoted things in the past. So much success to this project. I cannot wait to hear the stories. And, you know, definitely I will play my part in supporting, you know, the SJF Music family and Between Dusk and Dawn.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.